John Duffy had a high tenor voice that you'd try to sing along with when you heard it on the radio, but you couldn't. And bluegrass groups around the country would try to match the harmonies and the drive of John Duffy's group, The Seldom Seen, but they couldn't. John Duffy is gone now, dead at 62, from a heart attack at his home in Virginia, not far from the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia, where The Seldom Seen has played every week for two decades. Katie Daly is a country music personality here in Washington. She knew John Duffy well, produced a documentary for PBS about The Seldom Seen, and she recalls the first time she heard John Duffy sing.
They were performing at the Red Fox Inn in Bethesda. It was the early 70s, and the town was abuzz of this new group that had formed. And I remember going over there and standing in line to get in the door, and I think the cover charge that night was about $4, and being amazed at the harmonies that they could get. But another thing that shocked me was how far back from the microphone John Duffy would stand. Because he had such a powerful tenor voice, he would overpower everyone.
Yeah, big guy and a big voice, right?
Yes, he was. He was a bear of a man.
I have a song we want to listen to here. This comes from the 15th anniversary celebration at the Kennedy Center, Seldom Seen. And Emmylou Harris is singing that night, along with Linda Ronstadt, many others. We'll get to hear John Duffy's voice. Singing the lead and then singing with the other members and playing the mandolin. You know, when we hear that high tenor, it's got sort of an ethereal sound to it. It's almost scary in a way.
It was, and he used it to, I think, intimidate other singers, maybe younger men who would dare to get up to a mic with him. And he could hold notes so long. It was amazing because, you know, John was a smoker, mm-hmm. and he could really, really hold those notes to the point where he would get standing ovations at festivals and clubs.
Right. We get to hear him play the mandolin, too. A standout on the mandolin player, as a mandolin player, or an average?
Well, he was an interesting mandolin player. He was, you know, a very large man. He had massive forearms and big fingers. And the fact that he would get those bear paws in those little mandolin frets and hit those notes as cleanly as he did, yes, he was a mandolin player to be admired.
John Duffy, in front of a crowd, would tell jokes.
Yes.
You know, he was pretty much politically incorrect a lot of times, right?
But, you know, when John first came along, most bluegrass bands would stand up at a mic straight-faced and never smile, no interaction with the audience. And John interacted with the audience, drew them in, made them part of the show, and he had lots of jokes. He made bluegrass as much fun to watch as it was to listen to.
Katie Daly of WMZQ Radio, talking with us about John Duffy of the Seldom Seen Bluegrass Group. He died of a heart attack yesterday at 62.